Imagine ending your workday feeling energized instead of drained. What if the secret wasn't changing what you do, but the order in which you do it? Today, I'd like to share a simple, science-backed idea, one that can significantly improve well-being at work. Many organizations try to improve well-being by diversifying tasks, reducing pressure, or making work more interesting. But what if your role, job, or clients leave little room for such changes? These solutions aren't always possible. So, we ask a different question. What if well-being depended not only on what we do, but also on when we do it? Our research shows that employees who start their day with the most demanding or highest effort tasks and move to easier ones later feel less tired and more relaxed, as well as more engaged by the end of the day. It's like coasting downhill after a steep climb. Your effort and energy align naturally. This matters because well-being at work is not a luxury. It fuels health, engagement, cooperation, and ultimately organizational performance. To test this idea, we conducted field studies with nearly 400 employees in two companies in China, following them across the entire working day. We tracked their experiences from morning to evening in real time. Employees who tackle the hardest task first can feel a sense of progress early in the day. They finish work feeling refreshed and are more likely to help colleagues, suggest improvements, and go beyond their role. We explain this using cognitive energetics theory combined with a temporal comparison lens. So think of your mental energy like a battery. As the day goes on, it drains. If tasks get easier, the need to put effort drops too. Then the two trajectories match each other. But if you save the hardest for last, effort rises as energy falls. It's like pedaling uphill with an empty battery. And this may create tension, doubt, procrastination, and a far more exhausting day. To conclude, the message is simple. Reordering tasks can improve well-being and performance without changing the job itself. Managers can support this by explaining why sequencing matters and giving employees more flexibility in how they structure their day. Try tomorrow. Start hard and easy. Because well-being isn't just good for people, it's good for business.